But you walk around here like you wanna be someone else.
We did what we wanted to do. We played the way we wanted to play, and it just happens that they are a great football team and all that. Peyton is extraordinary. What a season they had. But on this night, it wasn't about them. It was about our guys playing football the way we know how to play and the way we're committed to. This is kind of how we play, and so I'm really proud of that. And our offense playing football and our special teams playing the way we had designed it to play, and it worked out, and we got ourselves a championship.
Welcome back. A few stats about Russell Wilson to come. That was Pete Carroll, former Razorback assistant. We got to claim something. And there were actually not one, not two, but three connections to the state of Arkansas outside of Pete Carroll on that team last night. You had, we already mentioned, Clinton McDonald, who had an outstanding game, five tackles for the defensive lineman, and a fumble recovery late in the game when the outcome was certainly well in hand by then. Also, of course, you had Alvin Bailey, former Razorback offensive lineman for Seattle. And a guy we hadn't talked about or thought about, Tavarius Jackson, backup quarterback who actually got in the game at the very end.
Right.
He's got himself a Super Bowl ring, so congratulations to Tavarius Jackson as well. A guy who did not play especially well at Arkansas, but went on to some great success in the SWAC and has carved out a very nice NFL career for himself.
You know, you look at this Seahawks team right now, Justin, it's kind of frightening looking ahead. Because this is it the youngest team average age to win a Super Bowl? And I mean, so that means they've got these guys under contract for a little bit, at least the next 3 or 4 years.
Some of the guys that they don't, they need to lock down. 10:36, don't forget again, you're listening to him now. Bruno Mars, outstanding last night at halftime. And Verizon.
Tickets. I saw him in concert last night.
Yeah, I did too. Tickets on sale if you want to see him this summer as well with Isle of Black. Great show pending. And I know a lot of folks who are already buying tickets today or planning on going. Start at the new year with a new Chevrolet. If you're going to go to that concert, you might as well roll up in style, and you saw a great commercial. Look, if you've got a bull to take to mate with some ladies, or if you just needed to get around town, and the MVP actually won a new Chevrolet truck last night. I wonder how much Chevy paid to have that truck out there and have them announced as the Chevrolet presenting sponsor for the MVP.
Yes, that wasn't really an MVP ceremony. It was just a commercial for the Silverado.
Well, but I bet they
Silverados sell themselves, don't they?
You know what? That's a great point, Matt, but I don't mind if they throw us a few bucks and let us pitch them too. Hey, get down there and check out the redesigned 2014 Silverado like the one you saw last night.
I heard it's their first premium truck.
It's a beautiful thing.
That's the word Strahan used, premium truck. I didn't really know there was such a thing.
Yes. You know how many Kelly Rippers you can get in that thing? A million. Maybe the all-new Chevrolet Corvette Stingray. You can get 100 of them in there.
You could fit Kelly Ripa in the gap in Strahan's teeth.
That's a good point. Over 1,000 new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. The all-new Lander Chevrolet is a car for every budget. Online at LanderChevrolet.com. And don't forget about the award-winning service department. But again, if it's good enough for a Super Bowl MVP, that truck is good enough for you. 501-315-2500 or exit 121. That's Alcoa Road in Benton, Arkansas. The all-new Lander Chevrolet, just west of High Pressure. LanderChevrolet.com.
I thought that the MVP would get a Corvette.
Yeah. Well, he can trade that truck in and get himself a Corvette. Not to mention, I'm sure he got a nice little bonus check for being the Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah.
Not to mention, if he put any money on himself in Vegas for winning the MVP or had somebody do it for him, I guarantee he had to be a 100-to-1 shot at best.
How much money would you have made if you would have put money down on the first snap being a safety?
No question. That, him winning the MVP, I mean, there were a lot of long shots that you could have. Peyton Manning throwing a couple of interceptions would have been a long shot last night. There were a lot of things you could have done. As far as Russell Wilson goes, a couple of things I wanted to mention before we go back to the phones. Russell Wilson has now won more games in NFL history than any other quarterback through his first two seasons. That's 28 total wins, including the postseason.
That's really amazing.
Interesting thing, too, is a guy who doesn't get enough respect because of his lack of postseason success, Dan Marino, the only guy that has a higher passer rating through his first two seasons than Wilson. And, of course, Dan went to a Super Bowl in his first year, but did not come out on top. Wilson, one of four quarterbacks in history to win a Super Bowl in his first two seasons in the NFL. Can you name the other three?
Well, Big Ben is one
yes,
of them.
Yes, I figured you could name
you
that.
You know
Pittsburgh
I'm
going to
get that.
Phil Elson knows his Pittsburgh history.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is correct, sir. And the former Hy-Vee stalker.
Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner, that's exactly right. So pretty elite company for Russell Wilson. And all of those guys have multiple Super Bowl championships.
No, Warner only has one.
I'm sorry.
He played
all those guys
two.
Have been to multiple Super Bowls. No, he's played in three.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Lost with Arizona.
1-1 with the Rams and then 0-1 with AZ.
Hey, Peyton Manning now joins an elite group. joins Kurt Warner as the only guy to lose a quarter Super Bowl with two different organizations.
This is true. And, you know, people are really passing judgment on his, you know, legacy right now.
Yes.
His legacy's not over yet. He's not retiring. He's going to be back next year and probably the year after that. Elway lost two Super Bowls. Both of those losses were absolute blowouts. Of course, he did win two in his last 2 years.
Right.
But my point is, I mean, you get to the Super Bowl three times as a quarterback. You've done something pretty darn special. Does this pass a little judgment on his legacy? Yes, a little. It does somewhat, but it doesn't knock him all the way back out of the top five or top three, maybe.
They got beaten by a better team yesterday.
Yes.
And that does take the shine off a little bit. He needed that to cement himself, I think, you know, long-term as one of the greats. I'd still put him on the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks, the top four of all time, safely. He is, in my opinion, the greatest regular season quarterback in NFL history, but that doesn't mean a whole lot in the big scheme of things for most quarterbacks. You have to win and be successful in the postseason. He struggled there.
Yeah.
He has contemporaries who have been better in the postseason, and that's not limited to Tom Brady, I would guess, if he went through the numbers. I mean, look at the success even Kaepernick. Kaepernick's had success in the postseason, and he's a young quarterback, obviously, but, I mean, let's see, they lose in the Super Bowl last year, and they lost
in the NFC title game the year before, just like this year.
Well, he's only been – this is his only –
Well, that was Alex Smith that year.
Yeah, right. Here's Peyton Manning on his future.
This doesn't change anything on those ends. As far as what I want to do, this team used last year's playoff loss to kind of fuel us. Thought it made us a better team this year. Hopefully we can use this to fuel us this offseason in the next season as well.
Now, take that as you will, but – hopefully this fuels us. I take that to mean I'll be back next year. And everything I heard him talk about this week specifically was that he'll be back next year. Unless something strange happens between now and then, I'd be surprised if that wasn't the case. By the way, we mentioned Kurt Warner, who led a very high-powered offense. Tom Brady, who led a high-powered offense. Unfortunately for them, both in losses in some cases, although Kurt Warner also led an offense that did win that was very high-powered. Eight highest-scoring offenses in NFL history did not win the Super Bowl now.
That's right. I mean, the phrase defense wins championships, to me, seems like it's more geared towards football.
Here's the interesting thing about that. Most of them come in the last few years. You got the 2013 Broncos, 2012 Pats, 2011 Packers, 2011 Saints, 2007 Patriots, the 2000 Rams, the 1998 Vikings, and the 1983 Redskins all did not win the Super Bowl despite being the top offense. Now, I guess top offense in NFL history, I guess. So you had two the same season with the Packers and the Saints, and they did not win it that year.
Now, if you were to look back at the number of number one defenses that won the Super Bowl that year, you're probably going to see a few more.
Probably so. Couple more things on Malcolm Smith, and we'll take some calls. He's the third linebacker in the history of the NFL to win the MVP. Ray Lewis, of course, and that outstanding performance in 35. And then Chuck Howley, who was the MVP in a losing effort in Super Bowl V. His pick six, the fourth in the last six Super Bowls. Unfortunately, Peyton Manning owns another one of those.
Ha!
So that's not so good. I will say this, though. In the loss, he sets a record for most completions.
And Thomas had the most receptions.
And I would say, too, going back to the last loss in the Super Bowl that he had, which, by the way, he and Tom Brady have now lost two in a row each. It's not an excuse. I'm just pointing it out. He had over 300 yards passing and did throw a touchdown. He also threw a pick six, unfortunately, for him in that loss. But he did have a pretty good game that day. I wouldn't say he had a pretty good game yesterday.
No, he didn't, because they couldn't do the things that they usually do. Every completion was short. They didn't have a 20-yard gain in the first half.
Well, when you can't shake a receiver loose and you can't get the kind of time you're used to and you have no run game, it's really hard to be an efficient offense, no matter how good you are at quarterback. But again, he's going to be the guy, I remember, that did not get it done. Nobody's going to 20 years from now go, well, no, Sean Moreno didn't win that Super Bowl. It's all on Brady. I mean, it's all on Manning, rather. Danny.
Hey, you know, Brady, they were 13-3 last year, I think, when they got beat by the Ravens, you know, in an overtime game. And then this year, they're 13-3 on regular season and get beat again. You don't get that many chances when they're Super Bowl, you know. So his window may have been gone away, you know, after this year.
Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Manning.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how they had a really good team last year, you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's true. No, in fact, you could make an argument last year's team was as good or better. Even though they didn't put up quite the numbers, I really was. That was, to me, That loss to the Ravens was such a bizarre, weird play. And I mean, you got it. And again, you go back to like Brady. I mean, Brady did everything he could do to win that game. I mean, David Tyree sticks a ball to his helmet a few years ago, and it changes the outcome of the game.
Wes Welker drops a first down that would have clinched it.
Again, those are things that could have changed the outcome and could have changed. I mean, Tom Brady could be, without question, nobody would debate it, although some people would say that anyway. But if you throw a couple more Super Bowls in his pocket, shoot.
Conversation be done.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah. You go 4-0 with the kind of numbers he's had in his regular season career, which is more than Montana and yards and touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Same with Bradshaw. I mean, that's a situation that obviously didn't happen.
But if Brady wins one more, gets to 4, wins another MVP, gets to 3, and goes to 5, yeah. I mean,
how much smoke and mirrors does Belichick
have? That would be his 6th. That would be Brady's 6th if he goes to another one.
Yeah,
because he's won 3 and lost 2, right?
Yes.
I think so.
Pretty freaky.
Hey, one other thing real quick I want to tell you. I feel sorry for all those people who bet on that game. Like last year, I read where there was $98 million bet on the Super Bowl. Well, this year, I bet you a lot of people took Denver and, give up the 2 and 2.5 points. So I was kind of feeling bad for all those people that had bet on Denver. You know, I'm thinking, they got to be mad.
I think you're right. Well, if you believe the hype on it, at least Floyd Mayweather bet $10 million on Denver. I'm not sure I buy that, but it's a great story anyway. And, usually when he wins in those types of situations, you see the ticket posted on Twitter or Facebook or somewhere. I didn't see anything from him today, so you never know if it was true or not. He never posts the losing tickets.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
I appreciate it. I didn't bet on the game, at least not money. I had a dinner bet, as I've had the last 2 years with the athletic director at a certain local college. We'll call him Chris Peterson to protect his anonymity. And I let him pick first this year. And I was comfortable with either team, to be honest with you. I didn't have any kind of feel. I would have picked Seattle, but he picked Denver and made it easy.
Where are you going?
I don't know. We'll see. It's up to him. David.
Hi, this is David. Yeah, I'm really sick of this stuff about Peyton Manning. I've been on him and telling people he's a stat quarterback his whole career. He's overrated. He was overrated when he was in Tennessee. And when you play good defenses against him, and he has that reputation for having those happy feet, I think all defensive coordinators who lost in the regular season to Denver need to be fired. A blueprint has been laid. San Diego, the Colts did it earlier in the year. When Brady and them beat him, came back 24-0. The dude is an overrated chump, man. And he's only hanging around to try to break Brett Favre's record. I think was a much better quarterback. And think how he's going to feel Thanksgiving and Christmas when he has to look over at Eli. Eli shows those 2 bling blings. And I made a bet when Eli came into the league in 05 that Peyton was going to have less Super Bowls than Eli. He's got a lot more heart. He's like his dad. Peyton must have taken after his mother.
David, I don't agree with most of what you said. I don't really think that's fair. I think that's,
he's overrated, man.
Well, that's your opinion. You're welcome to it. I mean, right. So he's won an awful lot of games, even in the postseason.
You put Brady with the receivers that Peyton has, and he'll throw for 7,000 yards.
Well, he was with Peyton was with one of Brady's old receivers last night. Didn't do him any good.
So let's say that Peyton Manning is overrated, David. So then that takes him from being maybe the best quarterback of all time to just being a legendary quarterback. That's how I might look at it as overrated then, because if you look at the body of his career, I don't know how you can say that he's not any good.
I'm 60. I'm a lot older than you guys. There were some great quarterbacks in the day when it wasn't a pass-heavy offense.
Sure.
Like Bart Starr, Montana, Steve Young, they were way better than Peyton Manning.
Well, I watched Montana play most of his career. I watched Young play his entire career. So, I don't really know that you being 60 has a lot to do with it. The point is,
I know the quarterbacks from way back, man.
Well, I understand that. We do, too. I mean, right. We can read and see tape. I mean, did you put Peyton Manning in the top 5?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
You're probably in the – there's probably 5% of Americans who understand football that wouldn't, so.
Well, I won $1,000 worth of bets betting against Denver, and I made a bet when the season started. If Denver made it to the Super Bowl, they weren't going to be. They couldn't be in any of the representatives in the NFC because they're a finesse team with those linemen that they have. Just like when Brady lost to the New York Giants those 2 times.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say this about Brady: he brought his team and put them ahead with less than 2 minutes in both games, and his sorry defense couldn't hold it, which I blame Belichick for.
I agree with you on all that, and Anyway, I think Peyton's a great. I'm not even a Peyton Manning fan, but I would definitely argue his accomplishments against most guys. I don't know how you could keep him out of the top five.
Top 10. I mean, I'm gonna be real with it. Top 10 because of stats. But how are you gonna put him ahead of Brett Favre, who he's trying to catch?
Because
Favre had a Super Bowl ring.
Well,
so
because
Peyton
does too. Peyton won one and he's lost two. He's been to three. And Favre lost one too.
And listen now, I want to make a note of this. I'm a Chicago Bears fan. That's where I'm from. Mm-hmm. And when Peyton won that Super Bowl, it ought to be an asterisk. He played against the starriest quarterback, Rex Grossman, that ever played in a Super Bowl.
That's also not true. I would take Rex Grossman over Trent Dilfer any day of the week. Over Trent Dilfer.
Dilfer was efficient. Rex had a split personality. The newspaper headlines in Chicago in the Tribune were always, which Rex is going to show up.
Well, you got Rex Grossman, too, playing for you now. His name is Cutler, so hopefully Jay Cutler.
You know what? And because the Bears re-signed Cutler, I'm not a Bear fan anymore. He's heartless.
Let's go for the Saints then. You want to root for them?
Okay. All right, brother.
All right, I'm with you. Thank you, Dave. David makes some great points. I think it's an overstatement to say, look, there is no debate that he's a top 10 quarterback of all time. No debate. No argument. No question. You couldn't put nine guys. You'd have a hard time putting nine guys in front of him. You sure as heck couldn't put 10 guys in front of him. There is no chance.
I mean, you can debate about top five, absolutely.
Yes.
You can go back, and I understand what David's saying about the great quarterbacks of the 50s and the 60s and the 70s when it was a different game.
Yeah.
You know, guys like Bart Starr, someone like Y.A. Tittle.
Unitas' numbers are incredible considering the area he played in. There's no question. I got no problem if you want to put Unitas in the top five or 10. No issue whatsoever.
But you go back and look at his Super Bowl career, and he wasn't any good in the Super Bowl games he played. I know he was good in the big 1958 NFL championship game, the greatest game of all time. But you know, I mean, when you're just looking at the Super Bowl performances, I think you're missing the forest for the trees sometimes. I mean, Brett Favre. Let's talk about Brett Favre briefly. Brett Favre, was he hanging around a little too long for those last two or three years? You're darn right he did. What about the fact that Manning went to three Super Bowls and Favre only went to two? I mean, you can look at this so many different angles.
And I would say, too, some people get hung up on the pick six, but he performed at a high level in that game against the Saints. His defense didn't do much against that Saints offense. That was the problem. And they had the onside kick. I mean, a lot of things went their way, too. They got some breaks.
You mentioned about Rex Grossman. Peyton's quarterback rating from yesterday is second worst all time in the Super Bowl, too.
Grossman.
Rex.
And I'm splitting hairs, and he's right. I mean, Grossman was sorry. There's no question. But I would say that it wasn't much worse than Dilfer, typically. But Dilfer needed to stay out of the way and just hand the ball off and let that defense work. 10:52, take your calls, come back.